A team from Wits University's Center for Biomedical Tuberculosis Research, CBTBR, led by Professor Bhavesh Khanna, has developed a unique control standard for COVID-19 testing, which aims to ensure that testing is independently verified so as to ensure its accuracy for diagnostic testing platforms. Speaking to Professor Bhavesh Khanna, he had the following to say.
I think people often hear about coronavirus testing, right? And that is the testing for the genetic material for the virus or PCR-based testing. But what's not often spoken about is proficiency testing and quality assurance, right? How do we make sure that all of these diagnostic labs who are doing coronavirus testing are doing it in a quality assured way and are delivering high quality and accurate diagnostic results? So for that, you need controls. You need control material that you know will give you a positive result in a test or that will give you a negative result in a test. And then you blind these controls and you give them to laboratories and you make sure that they get the expected results. If laboratories get the expected results, you know that they're handling the specimens correctly and that they're delivering a high-quality coronavirus diagnosis.
Explaining the challenges in doing this type of testing for coronavirus, he said the following.
The main challenge when it comes to doing this for coronavirus is that a good positive control for COVID-19 diagnostics would be the actual coronavirus. But as we know, that's dangerous. That's difficult to work with. And so how do you actually do proficiency testing and ensure that the diagnostic tests work? And so the approach we've taken is based on this concept called biomimicry. And as the name implies, it's mimicking nature. So the approach we took was, how do we mimic the coronavirus? And so what we did was we took a safe soil-dwelling bacterium, you know, something that's not dangerous, that's not harmful to humans. And we engineered those pieces of the coronavirus genetic material that get detected by the diagnostic test. We engineered those pieces into this bacterium. And now suddenly this bacterium reads like the coronavirus on coronavirus diagnostic test. But it's not harmful to the laboratory operators. It's safe, it's stable, it's easy to use, you can transport it at room temperature. And we basically started doing this for the national testing program. And so that's the approach. You know, how do you ensure that you have a program, a countrywide program that's delivering good quality diagnosis, and that's where our intervention comes in.
Professor Khanna then goes on to explain the history behind the development of this technology.
So this tech we developed for TB, you know, based on death certificates, more South Africans die of tuberculosis than any other bacterial infectious disease. You know, TB is really a problem that we've been dealing with for a long time. And roughly 10 years ago, our National Department of Health decided to shift to molecular diagnostics for TB. So molecular diagnostics meaning that they wanted to use diagnostic systems that detect the DNA of the TB bacteria. Before, we were really reliant on looking down a microscope and looking for TB bacteria and sputum of individuals who were suspected of having tuberculosis. So this shift to molecular diagnostics, you know, came with new diagnostic machines that the department really wanted to deploy at microscopy level centers. They wanted them far out in the health system. And then they face this challenge. How do you ensure that all of these laboratories are using the diagnostic equipment correctly and are delivering high quality and accurate results? And so we face the same challenge. How do you do this with a TB diagnostic? So you will put TB bacteria in. The TB bacteria are dangerous, just like the COVID virus. And so we started this biomimicry originally for TB. We took this soil-dwelling bacterium and then we genetically engineered just the pieces of TB DNA that get detected by the diagnostic test, and suddenly these soil dwellers started reading as TB in diagnostic tests. And so that was our first generation of product. How do you mimic drug-resistant TB so that you can do proficiency testing in diagnostic laboratories? So our next generation of products were actually to create biomimetics that look like drug-resistant TB. And then, you know, we were doing this quite intensively over the last few years because there are new and newer diagnostic platforms for drug-resistant TB coming out. And then COVID arrived on our shores. You know, and so roughly in March, we started to repurpose the tech to create new genetic clones that would look like coronavirus but weren't harmful and dangerous. And then in April or May, we started providing the first controls to the health system.
With regards to the future of this testing method going forward, Khanna had the following to say.
We want to be able to repurpose the tech quickly for diseases that require good quality proficiency testing control. So we've done it for TB, we've done it now for COVID, but we've also done it for methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, which is an important hospital-acquired infection. We've made a few prototypes for HIV. We've made a few prototypes for hepatitis C virus. We're even starting to work on a prototype for a breast cancer biomodetic so that we could use it to validate breast cancer diagnostics. So really we see that this product will be able to permeate healthcare systems, irrespective of whether those systems are focused on diagnosing infectious diseases or non-communicable diseases. But our aim really is to improve access to good quality diagnosis. What's really nice about this is it's incredibly cheap. These soil-dwelling bacteria are cheap to grow up. You don't need a fancy lab, a containment lab. You don't need incredibly expensive equipment. They're very easy to prepare, and the eventual product is really cheap. So, people who need it, the healthcare systems of endemic countries who need it can then access it and engage it into their system to strengthen the diagnosis. So that is really our outlook, to have a strong level of global impact with the product. In the case of TB, the biomimetics and products that we've made are now being used, I think, in over 20 different countries to ensure that we can access good quality diagnosis. So that's really our vision. We wanted to help transform health systems.
For Multimedia Live, that was Amina Dicker Asma. Thank you.